3270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, open lines, 800-259-9231. I want to have you put down a couple of dates on your calendar for you. The first one is July 17th. It's a Saturday, and that is the day that the Child Abuse Prevention Council of York, Maine, is having their annual garden tour, and there are 10 to 12 gardens that will be open to the public, and one of the gardens will be mine. So if you miss coming to see my garden a couple of years ago, or even if you did, there's been a lot of changes, and it's your chance to see what I talk about. And there's going to be a lot of fun things going on that day. And hopefully the weather will be good. It's a great day. You come up early. You visit the gardens, grab a quick sandwich, and then when the tour is all done, stop at a local restaurant and get some fresh lobster or steamed clams, fried clams. Oh, you can really make a good weekend out of this. But write down that date, July 17th. The tickets, I think, are like $20. And all the proceeds go to the Child Abuse Prevention Council. And we'll have the information on the website in the next week or two. The other date that you want to put down is next Saturday and Sunday. That is the State of New Hampshire Orchid Show. And the Orchid Show is at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. And it's really easy to get to. You're going to get off at exit 1 on the Everett Turnpike, which is also known as Route 3. So get off at exit 1, go to the Radisson Hotel, and it's only like a mile away from the exit. Excuse me. Admission is $10. Children under 12 are free, and the senior citizens are $6 each. And it's an awful lot of fun. It's Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, and Sunday the 14th. And and there's lectures going on, you can have a wonderful time. If you want to get more information on the flower show, write down this phone number, 401-398-0685. That's 401-398-0685, and they'll give you all of the particulars. And there'll be over 25 different companies that will have orchids, supplies, and if you wanted to grow orchids and weren't quite sure, they'll tell you which ones are the easiest. And believe me, there is nothing as much satisfaction as growing orchids. And then the following weekend is the Rhode Island Flower Show. And that's February 18, 19, 20, and 21. And I'll give you their website, which is www.flowershow.com. And that will give you all the information for that show. So, and spring is March 20th. That's 41 days. Daylight savings time is March 14th. That's 35 days. So things are looking rosy. And if you live in New England, we missed the big snowstorm. Wow, we were lucky. Can you imagine the people in Washington with 2 to 3 to more of snow? Good place for it. New England's had their share. Okay, Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up this hour, we have George on the line who's calling about roses.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, Paul. You have a terrific program. I want to thank you. Thank you. Now,
thank you.
First of all, let me say that this idea about growing cotton, terrific mm-hmm. idea. We're in gorgeous Falmouth this morning, and we live right down the street from an elementary school. It would be terrific to grow cotton for demonstration purposes for the kids. We're going to give that a try, and we'll let you know what happens.
Okay.
Now, roses. My wife took your advice. She packs her garden with seaweed, and the roses are growing like you wouldn't believe. Now, when do you cut? I can't even reach up to get the rose bud, you know, the roses off of the roses. They're so tall. When in the world do you cut those back?
The time to prune back your roses is going to be during April, and I tell myself when the Red Sox play baseball for real, that's when I prune all of my roses. Some years it can be before, some years it can be a little bit later depending on what the weather is like. But normally that's my target date. And your wife has got the right idea. Seaweed from the ocean is absolutely wonderful. And with the big storm that New England missed this week and the Midwest received, it's really roughed up the waters. And if you have some time, I mean, the big football game is until 6 o'clock tonight. What I would do is, after the program, dress up warm, grab half a dozen trash bags, go down to your local beach if you live near one, and pick up that seaweed. And if you can find a spot where there's a wall, where the waves bang the seaweed up against it at the high tide, the seaweed will be in smaller pieces. Clean that up, bring it home, and then fill your bags as much as you can carry. But when you get home, put a gallon of water, just regular fresh water, in it. Tie a knot in the bag and just let it sit on top of your garden. And during the winter, it's going to rot. And when spring comes, you'll have this black slimy gook that is full of Mother Nature's best thing. Seawater is the perfect growing solution. There's like, I don't know, 200 different vitamins in it and minerals. It's the perfect growing solution. And salt water from the ocean is not going to hurt your soil. So don't worry about having to come home and to wash it. Scoop it from the beach, sand and all, put it in the bag, let it rot, and then in April, work it right into the ground like your wife has done. And every time it rains and the sun gets hot, all of the goodness of that seaweed feeds those roses. But don't be scared to prune those roses. Get rid of anything that's dead, broken, anything that's skinny. So if you have things that, branches that look like a straw or smaller, remove those and keep the great big branches. I cut down my teas and grandifloras to about 3 feet, sometimes even down to 18 inches, depending on how much they grew and how much pruning they actually need. But if you can prune them back like that, it really gives them more energy. The gardening books say to cut them down to like 10 inches. To me, that's just too short, especially if you live in a cold climate. So if you live in New York, you wouldn't want to cut your roses down to 10 inches. If you lived in South Carolina, fine, but not in the Northeast. George, you have a great day, and we appreciate all of your questions and your work in your wife's garden. I'm sure she loves it, too. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have John on the line, who's calling about a viburnum.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good. And yourself, John?
Very good, thank you. Love your show.
Thanks.
I actually have two questions, but on the viburnum, I know you've mentioned in the past, in the springtime, I believe it's the squirrels eat the flower buds.
Yes, squirrels. Yeah, squirrels have eaten them. Yeah.
And we're wondering,
but if you can get a liquid animal repellent and apply it right to those buds. I have a brother that lives on Cape Cod, and he had beautiful magnolias, the great big fat buds, and the squirrels were taking the buds right off the magnolia, and then when they cleaned that up, they went to the rhododendrons. So I had him use a liquid animal repellent and sprayed it right on the buds, and the animals stopped feeding on it.
Is there a better time to actually do that? Should we do it now or wait?
I would wait until we get into, I'd say, early March. Right now, a lot of these animals, because of the cold weather, are still hibernating. And, you know, if you're looking in the backyard and you're not seeing squirrels running through the trees, chipmunks and things like that, it's just a little bit too cold yet. But I would say around the 1st of March, then I would apply it. And then when we get into early April, if we're getting a lot of rain, reapply it. And that should prevent them from destroying the buds on your viburnum. And that way you don't lose all of the flowers. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Peter Krasnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Corrine on the line, who's calling about a camellia and an orange tree.
Okay, camellia. Corrine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning. We love your show. I do have a 7-foot-tall camellia covered with buds, also covered with a very sticky exudate. I presume it's some sort of a bug, nothing visible except maybe a brown dot the size of a pencil point, and I did put in a little bit of systemic in the fall, but anyway, this has overtaken the plant and my orange tree as well. I've never had anything
what you
like
have,
it.
What you have is something called scale, and you are really right. Those little brown dots are like small turtles with a shell on them, and underneath that little bump is an insect that's sucking energy out of that plant, and if the temperatures are right, the fluid that he's sucking gets thin when it gets warm out, and when he's sucking, it comes in too fast, so he ends up spitting some of it out, and then it drips,
and
if you touch the leaves, the leaves feel sticky, right?
Oh, they do.
So this is what you need to do. You need to wash the leaf. The reason is the sticky substance that's on there is pure sugar, just like maple syrup.
Yeah.
And if you don't take it off the leaf, it's going to grow a black mold. And the black mold is called sooty mold because it looks like soot.
Yes.
Okay? And that's going to block the leaves, preventing it from getting sun, and your plants will end up dying. So just take soap that you wash your dishes with, Dawn or Joy or anything like that, warm water, and it'll come right off. And then what you need to do...
Did I just spray it with a Windex bottle type sprayer?
Yeah, you can take a... Yep. If you take a Windex bottle sprayer, put some of the soap and water. Don't use pure soap.
Yes.
And spray the whole plant. Let it sit on it for 4 or 5 minutes, and then take a wet cloth, and it'll come right off. Because if you use something like Dawn, Dawn is one of the best cleaners that we have for plants.
Oh.
And it will soften up that sugar. It's called honeydew.
Yeah.
The Dawn will soften it, and you spray it right on there with a Windex bottle, and then rub the leaves with a damp cloth, and you'll look at the cloth, it's going to be black. It'll come right off.
Oh.
And then once you've cleaned it, then what I want you to do is to get something called horticultural oil.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to any garden center. And
yes,
they will sell it. And you're going to mix, I think it's like a couple of tablespoons to a gallon of water. You don't need to make a gallon.
Yes.
Just make enough to go back in the same mister bottle that you used when you applied the soap. So empty your mister bottle. Get all the soap out. And then what you're going to do is to mix this oil. You're going to spray it. And it will smother those little pencil dots so that there's no more insect damage on your plant.
So I have to get underneath the leaves, probably.
You want to get any place where this little scale insect is. And they usually near the tips and the top of your plant where the wood is still soft and tender.
Yes, I did buy a spray that was recommended to me. Some sort of a garden spray. And I have done that so that it hasn't gone to the black stage yet.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, if you don't use an oil spray, it's going to get worse. And with spring coming, these little scales are getting ready to have babies.
They look
and you
like
don't
it.
Need, yeah, so I tell you, when you wash the plant with that cloth,
yes,
you're going to be able to pull a lot of those off with that cleaning rag, but then spray the whole plant, top to bottom, with this horticultural oil, and anything that you miss, the oil will smother it, and it works wonderful. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy Brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sunday morning, and if we can help you with your garden, give Jared a call. We'll work together to help you to have the best gardens you've ever had. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Julie on the line, who's got a couple questions for you about preserving flowers and also about hydrangeas.
Okay. Julie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks a lot. It's a wonderful program you have.
Thank you.
I recently lost my mom, and she was the real gardener in my family, so now I'm going to have to look to you to offer all my expertise on gardening.
Good. I'm here for you.
I, Thanks. That's great. I wonder when you, you know, go to a funeral or to a wedding or whatever, and you're lucky enough to come away with some of the flowers, if you had any ideas about the best way to preserve those flowers. Right now I have some roses, and I think they are very, like, unusual. I think somebody said a Japanese mum that I had or whatever, and I have them in the refrigerator. But I wondered if there was anything you could spray on them or something you could dip them in or whatever to sort of preserve the color and the integrity of them.
If you go to a craft store, I don't know if near you, you have a store like Joann's, but any kind of a craft-type store, what you want to buy is something called silica gel. And it actually looks like rock salt, a little bit smaller pieces. And silica gel is used in drying flowers, and it helps to hold that particular color. And what you would do is you would put a little layer of silica gel on the bottom, set your flowers right on top of it, and then cover the flower with the silica gel. And depending on the size of the flower and, you know, compared to if it was a daisy compared to a carnation, which is really, really big, it will tell you on the package how long it will take to dry. And it works very, very well. But any place that does craft supplies, silica gel works wonderful. The other thing that you can do, but you lose the color, is if you hang them upside down in a garage during the summer. You can't do it now because it's going to freeze and it'll turn it all black. But you could hang it upside down in one of your bedrooms so that the air gets at it and it will slowly dry, but you won't have the color that you would with the silica gel. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Janice on the line, who's calling about Russian sage.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Great. It's great to talk to you, Paul. It's really a pleasure.
One of my
favorite plants is Russian sage, and I have some questions as to what the best spot to plant it is. I have some planted on the north side of my house now, and they're getting some westerly sun, but not a lot. And I'm also wondering if I should transplant them, how I can do that, and basically what kind of root system they have and what's the best fertilizer for them.
Okay. Is your sage making the nice blue, purpley blue flowers?
Yes. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're going to move them, the best time is going to be during late March to early May, before the plant really starts to get growing. A plant that, let's say, is 12 to 15 inches tall, 12 to 15 inches wide, you would need a root ball about 10 inches in diameter. So the larger the root system, the quicker it's going to reestablish itself.
Okay.
And sage, this Russian sage got beautiful foliage, you know, really kind of lacy type foliage, and then this gorgeous flower.
It will take
sun all day, but
okay.
if it's in a really open area and you get a lot of wind during the winter, then you can get some dieback. So you're better off giving it less sun and more protection during the winter.
Okay.
So, you know, and then when you plant it, put a lot of compost in there.
Right.
So it has something rich to bite into.
Mm-hmm.
And prune off. Once the new growth starts, anything that you notice that's dead or broken, then remove all of that. And if you could feed it with a fertilizer like Plant Tone, that's a good fertilizer for all of your perennials.
Okay.
And that will help the Russian sage to do really well for you.
I have another couple of quick questions. Are there a lot of varieties of sage?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of sage.
Okay.
If you probably the best thing for you to do is if you go to the library or go to a bookstore and get a book on herbs, and it will tell you about all of the various varieties of sage that you can, because some are used for cooking, some are used for potpourries, some are used for drying purposes, and they're all a little bit different with the actual scents. But sage, I mean, my wife cooks with sage regularly, and we're making something for Super Bowl. I can't remember what it is, but I had to pick up fresh sage and fresh thyme and parsley that's going in this thing that she's making for supper tonight.
Oh,
so
nice.
It is a good, strong growing herb.
My other quick question refers to the Child and Family Service July 17th. Is there a phone number for that where we can get our tickets, or how do we?
I'll give you a phone number.
Okay.
And I'm going to put all of the information on my website, and it will be in the email newsletter. But the phone number to get ticket information and to order tickets is 207-985-5975.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's 207-985-5975. And they'll be issuing a press release about all of the various gardens. We're going to put some pictures on the website. It's a great time. When we did it 2 years ago, we had around 900 people that came to my house. It was like a huge party. We had a lot of ladies that came up with, you know, three or four ladies in the car. They had their garden hats on, and we had an absolute ball. So we'll be telling you more about this, where you can get your tickets. The event starts at 9 o'clock until 4, and all the proceeds do go to the Child Abuse Prevention Council, and it's just a good day, a real, real fun day. Thank you. We really, really appreciate the call, and again, we'll give you more information about the Child Abuse Program coming up during July in the weeks to come. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Natalie on the line, who's got a question about moving blueberries.
Okay. Natalie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I listen to you every Sunday morning. I get so much information from you, and I want to ask you about moving blueberries, but first I want to thank you. Last year, you told me to go out and cut some forsythia. I did, and it was just the biggest boost. It made me feel so good. And you said to put some Osmocote in my orchids.
Yes.
They've sat here and stared at me for years, but this year, after I put the Osmocote in, I have the most beautiful array of flowers. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
And I need to know, how is the best way to move a blueberry bush that's about 5 feet tall?
And how long has it been there, Natalie?
20 years.
20 years. And how wide is it?
Maybe 3 feet.
3 feet wide and 5 feet tall?
Yep.
I'll tell you, many, many years ago, we had a nursery in Scarborough, Maine, and I had a man that called me, and he owned a blueberry farm, and he was getting up in age, and he didn't want to deal with it anymore. And he called me at the nursery. He wanted to know if we wanted to dig the blueberries and sell them at the nursery. And sure, we went down and we dug 6 foot high, tall blueberries by 4 feet wide anyways. And it was so easy. We took some string. We tied it to one of the branches. We pulled the branches together to make it easier to dig them and to move them back to the nursery. And we took a shovel, we came out from the main stem, you're going to come out 2 feet all the way around. Take the shovel, jump on it, and you're going to cut a circle all the way around. Blueberries are very, very shallow rooted. And after we cut the circle, we put the shovel back in the slip, and we turned the blade so it was going towards the main stem, and we pushed down on the handle, and we loosened it all the way around, and it came out in a piece 2 feet wide all the way around, and then about maybe 10 inches deep. And below that was nothing but just soil. We put a piece of burlap on the ground. We picked them up and put them right on the burlap. We tied the burlap on them, and we brought them to the nursery, and we sold them, and nobody said that they had lost them. So we were really, really pleased. They have a fibrous root system, just like a spider web. And you can move them very easy. Try and move them before the leaves come out. So that's going to be during April. When you replant your blueberry, put a lot of compost right into the ground, work it in with your soil, set your blueberry plant right in, and plant it at the exact same depth. Put some compost or bark mulch around it, and then sprinkle 2 or 3 handfuls. In your case, I would do 3 handfuls of Holly Tone fertilizer. Holly Tone are for plants that prefer to be on the acidic side. And a couple good soakings a week for about 6-7 weeks, and that blueberry will be re-rooted. And it's, again, very, very easy to do as long as you do it before the leaves come out. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. And if you're just joining us, I wanted to remind you about our email newsletter. If you go to my website, paulparent, PARENT.com, at the bottom, you can put in your email address, and every Thursday you will receive an email from me, and I have 4 articles about gardening. This week we talked about a tree called a tricolor beech, arborvitaes, and climbing hydrangea. Also, an indoor plant called a yucca. Next week, we start to talk about blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, and things like that. So sign up today, paulparent.com. Put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday. And because you're doing that, we're going to give you some cotton seeds to grow on your deck or porch. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dave on the line, who's got a question about planting seedlings.
Okay. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. You have a great show, and I listen to it regularly. I'm starting some seedlings now, some basil and celery in particular, some broccoli. And regardless of what I do, within a month, the things are long and leggy, and I know you talked about this about a month ago, and I've forgotten what you said to do to try and prevent them from getting stringy like that.
Okay. The first thing is make sure the container that they're in, every day, the side that's facing the window, you spin it so it now faces towards the house, because they're going to stretch towards the light. The next thing is give them full sun. That way they're less likely to stretch. And temperature-wise, as cool as possible. Greenhouses that grow cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, and celery, they keep their nighttime temperatures around 50. So what you could do that would really help is after supper, take the plants off the window sill area, and if your cellar is cool, put them down there, and that will slow that growth. Because normally what happens, the heat that's in your house is below the window. So if it's cold outside, especially at night, the heat comes on and increases the rate of which the plant grows, so that if you could chill it down, it's going to do a lot better. So temperature will control the size tremendously, and that's what you need to do with celery, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce. As much sun as possible, but if it's going to go in the window where it gets to be 90, move it to a different location.
Should I start them from seed, should I keep them on a mat? Once they start, then take them off the mat and put them in the greenhouse type conditions you were talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Because that heating mat will encourage the seeds to germinate quicker. But once you get the second set of leaves, then take that mat away, cool them down, and you'll end up with a thicker stem, a shorter, squatty plant, and that's what you want. Because if you have a cabbage plant that when you put outside is 12 inches tall, and then it starts to grow, it's gonna fall over. So keep them short by cooling the overall temperature on those plants. That's why they call them cool plants or cold weather plants. You can put them out in the yard in mid-April. When your nurseries sell pansies, violas, Johnny Jump-Ups, that's when you can plant all of those seedlings. Jared, let's see if we can get that last caller in.
Okay, last up we have Alan on the line who's calling about his fig tree.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I was given a fig tree, and I believe it's been in my raised garden bed for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, I wrapped it too tight, and when I uncovered it, it was mold on it, so I wiped it off, and a lot of the branches broke off of it. Now it's got to be a big bush. It's about 4 foot high, and I just heard not too long ago it takes about 5 years to get fruit off a tree, and I only got one last year because of the rain. It fell on the ground. I just don't know what to do to snip stuff off, and it's my bed is only a half a foot away from the neighbor's fence, and I figure if I like to move it, but I don't know what to do. If it grows, it's going to go over the neighbor's yard fence.
Where do you live, Alan?
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island, okay.
Yeah, he's probably
If you're going to move it, Alan, what I need you to do is to move it before the leaves come out of that plant. So it's going to have to be done during the month of late March or early April. Alan, why don't you hold on? The show's coming to an end, and I'll talk to you off the air, okay? You have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl.